Mike Whiskey Yankee, standing by for a comm check.
KE0MWY N4ZLK. The name here is Shane. Good afternoon. Sorry, I don't know if I gave my call. N4ZLK. N4ZLK Mobile.
You're not building a deck today.
I was getting ready to go home and work on a gate for it, temporary gate, until I get we'll get it up and ready to screen in, yes, but not at the moment.
Good, because you make me tired when you talk about it.
Oh, I just kind of had a relaxing morning, did a little shopping, spent a little of your retirement money and your Social Security, and then got something to eat, and then stopped at Lowe's and made my donation.
Well, I appreciate you doing all that for me.
It was my pleasure. Well, what are friends for?
N4TLP.
Well, I appreciate you coming back to me. I was thinking maybe my signal wasn't getting out.
No, this is just the first time that I've had a 5-minute break at all today.
You know, I had lunch. I was eating lunch and a couple of those UPS guys came in. Man, I felt sorry for them. We sat and talked for a little bit. I really felt bad for them.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, but not real bad, right?
Yeah, not enough to make it count. I did encourage them to keep working harder to make sure that pension stays coming in.
The truck, when you used to go to Atlanta, was it a natural gas truck?
No, they got some in Columbia and Atlanta and Greensboro. I don't think Charlotte. But no, all of ours were a diesel coming out of Greenville and Spartanburg area.
Well, I just see them on the interstate, and I just curious. I didn't know if y'all had that on site to fill them up or how that worked. I guess they would have to.
Yeah, those guys come out of some of the bigger hubs. I think Knoxville's got some, too.
Well, I assume that's cheaper. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was worth, down in Atlanta, they built a new, brand new building. They call it a smart hub. All the packages inside are sorted by, they're scanned and then computer sorted paddles, you know, knocking them into different belts and stuff. But they put a lot of natural gas tanks down there and, you know, they're lined up and they got a lot of tractors that are natural gas. They're not all that way, but a good many of them are.
Well, I'm sure they got a reason for it, and it's probably money.
I'm sure they get a big tax write-off on it, too.
Yeah, it could actually be that's the bigger equation.
I talked to a couple guys that drove them. They said, some of them said they liked them. You know, they didn't feel like there was any difference. Others said they felt like they really lost power going uphill, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've just been on the interstate and passed one of them past me, and it says that, so I was just curious, never asked anybody about it before.
Well, I'm glad I could help you out there. I'm probably the only one on this repeater that would know the answer to that for right now.
Yeah, that guy lives in my neighborhood about a block away, and I never talked to him. I don't know whether he would know or not.
He probably works out of the Spartanburg building then. I don't know. I know there was a couple of guys that lived up in the Spartanburg area that worked out of Greenville.
No, he went to Atlanta, I think. He's retired, but, he's been retired for a while. His name's Joey, but I think he was going to Atlanta tonight. Whether he was going out of up here in Spartanburg or Greenville, I don't know.
I know there wasn't a Joey out of Greenville in the last 30 years. So he probably was Spartanburg. I didn't know all of them. I got to know a few of them, having to stop in there and, make some, go pick up trailers up there or drop some off up there on occasion.
Well, I'm just saying he's the only other UPS guy that I know, but I never run into him, and he's that close.
Yeah, that's the way it works. My brother sent me a picture.
Kilo Echo Zero, Mike Whiskey Yankee, looking for a quick check, please.
Yeah, go ahead. I think I doubled with you.
Kilo Echo Zero, Mike Whiskey Yankee, looking for a quick comm check, please.
Z4ZLK, you're making the repeater really well.
Excellent, thank you very much. This is Dave. I'm on 385 southbound, mobile, and been reworking my rig. Thank you for the check. Where are you, sir?
I am over in Pickens County, up close to Pumpkin Town, Table Rock area. And we got Terry in here also, and I'm not sure where Terry is, probably up in Spartanburg area, right, Terry?
That's correct.
Yeah, you guys are coming in great through the repeater, flyby, and I'm south of Greenville now.
Are you local or are you headed out of town?
I'm local, just moved here from Idaho via Colorado, and getting everything reestablished on this end, looking for some clubs to join and get my shack rebuilt.
Well, welcome to the area. This repeater, I don't know if you know or not, has a net every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller. I know they'd love to have you join in if you're interested. And there is a club associated with the repeater, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. I think there's a Greer Club. They concentrate on more DX stuff. There's a couple other clubs around. You can find out some information on it, though. Probably anybody on the net could let you know.
Ah, thank you very much. Yeah, I live on a small farm in the western part of Inman, so Greer's really close.
But if you live in Inman, there's a club in Spartanburg also.
Copy, Terry. Thanks. Yeah, I found them on the internet and need to get in. It looks like they meet on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, they have a 2-meter net on Monday and Friday night at, I believe it is at 8:30, and then they have a 4:40 net on Thursday at the same time.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking for it. I got to get, got a lot of setup to do on my end, and it's been a while, so I'm pretty rusty, so I'm sure there'll be a little bit of operator error to overcome.
Well, you're sounding good. Signal's great. Sound like you've got a good connection there, a good install. Nice to meet you, Dave. Idaho by way of Colorado. Okay. I think I got that. Did you spend a lot of time in both places?
I did. Just retired from the military, and my wife and I moved back to South Carolina after 33 years, so it's good to be home.
I'm sure it's changed a little bit since you were here.
I don't recognize it.
Well, thank you for your service. We appreciate that. I've had family members in the military. My oldest son is a major in the Air Force now, stationed out in California.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on that service. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to sign off. This is Kilo Echo Zero, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Thank you very much for your help.
Okay, Dave. Name here is Shane, by the way, and 4ZLK. 7-3 to you. Nice to make your acquaintance. Hope to hear you on more. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, sir. Enjoyed talking to you. Have a good day. This is November 4, Tango Lima Papa.
Terry, what frequency is the Spartanburg repeater net on?
The 2-meter is 147.315, I believe. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send me both. I'm pretty sure I've got that, or used to have that repeater logged in. I know I can hit it from where I am.
Yeah, it's a really strong repeater, so, yeah, I'll send it to you.
It's funny, I don't know much about Spartanburg radio. All these years, been a ham for more than 30 years, but never really got involved with the Spartanburg area.
Yeah, and I live in the Spartanburg area, and I'm not really involved with it. I got my general test there, but it was all about who had the next testing section when I got ready to do it.
Yeah, that works. And I don't think I'm duplicating myself, but send me the 440. If you don't mind as well, if you know what it is and think about it.
No, I have it. I'll send it to you. I got the
look, but I'll just send you a text with both of them.
All right, I appreciate that. I'm trying to remember. I'm talking to you, and I'm not far from the house, but I got to remember to go by the dump. I left the house with a bag of garbage in the back of the truck and completely forgot to stop and drop it off. I've been parked in the parking lot doing a little shopping with that bag of garbage in the back. Nobody stole it from me.
Imagine that, but I've done the same thing with the idea of drove right past the dumpster and took it right to where I was going and didn't leave it.
I was afraid that I might do that someday at work and have it sitting in the parking lot getting rank out there, but I never did. I must be getting old. This is the first time I've done that.
Nah, you ain't old.
I just need to set some reminders, I guess. And it's not even like it was a long drive, you know. I don't go right by it. I just make one turn, and it's off of that road. And I left the house, and 3 minutes later, went by it and didn't even think about it.
Yeah, sadly, I have somebody that comes and picks mine up just because I don't have that time to do it. I guess I could make the time on the weekend, but, yeah.
We don't have that service out here in Simpsonville. We had the city garbage that would come by once a week if they wanted to. Sometimes they would decide not to. Never could quite figure that out. They were pretty good about it, but every once in a while they would skip us, and then it'd be a whole nother week. So, but out here we don't have that kind of service.
Yeah, I would think not. Yeah, well, I'm fortunate with who I got so far. They don't miss. I had one company for about 40 years, and, I mean, you know, my whole family, father-in-law, all of them use the same company, and I don't know how he's still in business because he would just skip you, like you said. And he might come next week, and he might not, and I just finally got tired of that.
Yeah, especially when you're paying him, because I'm sure if you didn't, he would let you know.
And he didn't give me the money back when he didn't come.
Same with Simpsonville. I was trying to file look where I could file a tax refund from the city for that, but I never could find that area.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I've always lived where I didn't have city coverage. I've always lived in the county. So, but like I say, I mean, it's not like they charge a lot of money. That's why it's, you know, hard for me to figure that I'll do that on Saturday.
When we first moved to Simpsonville, there was also a transfer station. We always just called it the dump, but recycle center place. You could take stuff that the city garbage wouldn't pick up. And I could pull in on a Saturday when we first moved out there and just drop it right off, pull right in, back up, and drop it off. By the time we left 17 years later, you might sit in that line for 30 minutes waiting to get in.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's one down at Roebuck, which is not far from me, probably 3-4 miles, but that's the way it is. It's all lined up when you go, unless you go like when they first open in the morning.
That's why I like this one. I can drive in and drive out. In fact, I'm getting out right now. I'll be back in a second. N4ZLK.
N4TLP for ID.
I'm back. N4ZLK.
Yeah, you couldn't get much faster than that.
Well, I came yesterday and dropped off a load, the weekly garbage, you know, and I usually go at least once a week, sometimes two. And my wife, after I came back, she said, I'm through this chicken out. I know you just went to the dump. So, like, yeah, I'll have to make sure I go tomorrow. And we're having a baby shower for one of my daughters over at the house tomorrow. Trying to get stuff cleaned up for that and all ready, so I was like, I got to get rid of that chicken.
Yeah, my wife, they're going to basically do Easter this Sunday because my son's going to already be here, and my grandson that lives with his daddy one weekend, his mama the other, he's going to be here this weekend, so I think she's going to do it this Sunday. And then I got a funeral right after that, so it's going to be a busy weekend.
It sounds like it. Is it funeral for a family member?
Yeah, I think it was Thursday morning. I talked to you on the radio real early, but I didn't get home that night till about 10. My cousin was in Greenville Memorial, and I mean, I knew he wasn't doing great, but got a message that he had taken a turn for the worse, and he didn't make it that night.
I hate to hear that. I'm sorry for your loss. That's never a good thing.
Yeah, and I mean, we were pretty close when we were young, but we just, all of us never see each other anymore much, but anyway, so that, it was one of those things where he just had so many things wrong with him.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with family, especially when they're spread out, and, you know, you get with them and it feels like you can just pick up where you left off, but also, sometimes with distant relatives, cousins, and further away, you realize it's probably a good thing we don't really live close and spend a lot of time with each other.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I like when they all come, but I also like when they all leave.
What's the old saying? You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family.
Exactly right. Well, I got one grandchild in Memphis, Tennessee that I've never even seen.
Yeah, that would be hard. I am very fortunate for, I guess, all mine are close. I get to see them very regularly.
Yeah, I feel like they might, I mean, they're talking about, they would like to get closer back this way. Her parents are up in Mississippi, but it's like 30 minutes from their house in Memphis, so they're close to her side, but I think they would like to get somewhere closer to here, but I don't know. He works for Memphis University, so it's got to be somewhere there's a college.
Yeah, you got to go where the work is, for what you do especially. So, well, how old is this grandson?
He's 2, I think. They had to put tubes in his ear today.
Oh, man, I hate that, but it seems like that they do that a lot for kids now.
Yep, I think most of ours have had.
Yeah, none of our kids had anything like that, and none of our grandchildren so far.
Well, that's good. I got a granddaughter. You've heard of a cochlear implant?
I have, and that's some amazing technology right there.
Well, she has one of those.
Was she born deaf?
Well, it wasn't detected until she was about 4, so. And, I mean, she wasn't completely deaf. Can't talk. She wasn't completely deaf, but she had problems with her right ear, and they eventually recommended doing that, and she's done well with it.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I've known of some people that have had that done, and now, can she still hear out of the left ear?
Yeah, she can.
Okay, I remember when I first heard about it, it was fairly new, and I think they would only do one ear. And if you could hear out of one, you know, it wasn't an option at that time, but I know they've probably come a long way.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do these days.
Well, that's good. That helps her lead a more of a normal life. I don't know. I've thought about that. I've known people that don't have sight and people that don't have hearing, and I've often wondered what I would, you know, I don't want that to happen, but if I could choose which one I would, if I had to have one, which one it would be, and I just don't know.
Yeah, you got a point.
All right, I'm pulling in the driveway, Terry, and I got your text. I appreciate that. Good to hear you. We'll talk to you later.
Well, there'll be another text. That's just a picture of the kid we're talking about after the surgery. But anyway, yeah, I'll chat with you later. I got to get out, too, up here in Inman. So, nice to hear you. N4ZLK, this is N4TLP, and I'll be clear.
All right, looking forward to it. N4ZLK, 73.